The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You want a little evidence of the bias of the news medium? One of our local TV stations is passing on a CBS story. So I'll let you guess which of the local TV stations would be reporting a CBS story. The headline, Naval Academy to ban transgender students starting in the fall of 2020. It has been a long time since I have seen anything so biased. And let me explain why. All right, let me begin reading the story. The U.S. Naval Academy will ban people who are transgender from attending the school beginning with the 2020 school year. The Defense Department confirmed the policy change to the Capital Gazette newspaper on Monday. The school in Annapolis, Maryland, currently accepts transgender students and retains midshipmen to transition to another gender. The new policy applies to students enrolled in the 2020 to 2021 school year and beyond. All right, now, here's the bottom line. It is not a new policy, it's a return to an old policy. What was new was that the Obama administration back in 2016, just before Obama left office, lifted restrictions on transgender service members. Prior to that, transgender people were forbidden. So this is, and the whole thing is, it's Trump. In fact, this story says, the controversial ban announced by President Trump in 2017 went into effect earlier this month. The new regulation keeps transgender... No, it's not new. It's a return to the norm. It's a return. It's not new. It's going back to prior than Obama. Again, the story does say the Obama administration lifted restrictions on transgender service members in 2016. So if the Obama administration lifted restrictions, any reasonable person would probably conclude then that before he lifted restrictions, there were restrictions. So throughout the history of the armed services, the United States, transgender people couldn't serve. In 2016, Barack Obama said, yeah, hey, why not? Transgender, okay. So what Trump is doing is simply overturning the new policy of Obama. So this policy by Trump is not a new policy. The new policy was Obama. The story is trying to portray the Trump administration as a bunch of radical religious fanatics who hate transgender people. And this new... No. It's not a new policy. It is a return to the old policy. Quote, the new regulation keeps transgender troops from serving in the nation's military openly. The Defense Department says people can serve if they remain their biological sex. They estimate that nearly 15,000 troops identify as transgender and could potentially be impacted by the policy. Under the new policy, I don't know how many times this story says, the new policy, the new policy, the new policy, the Trump policy, the new policy. No, anyway. Under the new policy, any person who has been diagnosed with gender dysphoria and has received medical treatment will not be allowed to join the military. Well, gender dysphoria is a psychological ailment. And by the way, there are many psychological ailments that will keep a person from going to the Naval Academy or any of the other academies or serving in the armed forces. There are many reasons. Physical, psychological, emotional. There are many reasons. But according to this story, the evil Trump administration just wants to keep these wonderful people called transgender out of the military. Under the new policy, any person who has been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, again, and hey, I don't want to put a stigma on mental illness, okay? We got to get away from a stigma on mental illness, whether it's schizophrenia or bipolar, you know, whatever the mental illness is. Of course people have mental illness. And pardon me, but I need to chase a quick rabbit here because I can't say it enough. Particularly in the church, we've got to get rid of the stigma of mental illness, the embarrassment, the stigma. And let me explain why. Very, very simple explanation. And many of you have heard me say it many times. Forgive me for being repetitious. But I'm diabetic. I'm diabetic because my pancreas doesn't work anymore. My dad was diabetic. My dad wasn't overweight or anything. My dad was skinny as a rail. But he was diabetic for 30 years, I suppose, before he died. Many in my family are diabetic. I'm diabetic. There is something wrong with my pancreas. It doesn't work right. And because of that, I take medication. I take a shot every single morning. I take my insulin. I take 1 to 2 pills, depends on, you know, what's happening. I take medication because there is a deficiency in my pancreas. An organ in my body doesn't work right. So I take medication. There's no stigma to that. I have never had anybody say, Bob, it's just because you don't pray enough and you don't trust God enough. If you trusted God and prayed more, you wouldn't have diabetes. Now, mental illness comes from a deficiency in the brain, some kind of deficiency. The brain is an organ of the body just like my pancreas. The difference is the brain is probably 10,000 times more complex than my pancreas. So if we are willing to accept that a person's pancreas can be deficient, not work, and that's okay, and then we cannot accept that the brain may not work right sometimes with some people, and there may be some kind of deficiency. What kind of inconsistency is that? And yet, we hear people all the time say, well, you're depressed. If you just had more faith and if you just prayed more, you wouldn't be depressed. I hope you've never said that to anybody, and if you have, shame on you. Oh, you're bipolar. Well, that's because you don't have the spiritual maturity to trust God. If you have ever said that to anyone, shame on you. We got to get away from the stigma of mental illness, okay? We've got to. Of course people have mental illness. People have liver problems, kidney problems, pancreas problems, lung problems, brain problems. I went through all of that to say, gender dysphoria is a mental illness, okay? And it requires therapy. So it makes sense that someone who is confused about their sexuality and their gender and requires therapy and counseling, and they have a mental illness when it comes to understanding who they are gender-wise and sexually, it makes sense that they would not be serving in our armed forces where their mental stability is required for not only their own health and safety, but the people around them as well. But not according to this story. A new policy by the Trump administration will ban transgender. Well, that's the way it's always been. Except for a little over a year because of a policy by Obama. That was the new. What the Trump administration is doing is not the new. What Obama did was the new. But that's not the way it's reported in the news media. It is not. And hey, by the way, going into the break, if you have someone in your family that suffers from mental illness, please don't look down on them. Please don't stigmatize them. Please don't try to shame them. Please don't lay guilt on them. They need your love. They need your understanding. They need compassion. And possibly they may need professional help. And yes, they may need medication. I need medication for my diabetes. Some people need medication for emotional issues. There's not a difference. Be kind and gracious and understanding.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Muller, 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 bar, 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 bar. It's all we're going to hear all the rest of today and all of tonight on cable news. And depending on who you listen to, the Trumpster is innocent. President Trump is guilty, and we need to impeach him. Same report. Just, oh, my goodness. As I said earlier, and I'm not going to go into it, we have lost objectivity. We have lost objectivity. All right. Also, you know, I say this so often, if we abide by biblical principles, there will be clarity. I mean, think back. We can debate all day long whether America is or ever was truly a Christian nation. Now, you know, we can debate that. You cannot debate, however, the fact that America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. That is not debatable. That's irrefutable. It's true. No objective person can debate that America was built on Judeo-Christian principles of right and wrong, good and bad, righteous and evil. And obviously not everybody in America has ever been Christian, not everyone. But we all agreed to operate on the same principles. We all agreed what was good. We agreed what was bad. That was just as a country. We agreed on those things, on the basics of morality. No longer. We don't even agree anymore on what's good and bad, light and darkness, good and evil. We don't agree on that. We've lost our foundation. And as long as we operated on biblical principles, whether you are a Christian or not, you operated on that basic moral foundation, there was clarity. People understood what was right and wrong. When we reject those, there is nothing but chaos and confusion. I got a story illustrating that. Headline, girls suspended for kicking boy who entered girls' restroom in transgender spat. It's a bizarre story out of North Pole High School in Alaska. North Pole High School in Alaska has adopted the policy that most of the high schools in America have adopted, again, because of the Obama administration, that you can use the bathroom, the shower, the locker, of whatever you feel like. If you're a boy but you feel like a girl, you can use the girl's restroom and vice versa, and no one can prohibit you. If a boy wants to go in and shower with the girls, you cannot prohibit it. You cannot, because there's a chance that that boy may feel like he's a girl. We are now beginning across America to reap the consequences of this ridiculous, and may I say, evil policy. All right. North Pole High School. A transgender student who is biologically female, but I try to stick with me. It's very confusing. A transgender student who is biologically female but identifies as a male took a Snapchat selfie picture in the boys' restroom. So this is a girl who is biologically, anatomically a girl, but identifies as a boy, began using the boys' restroom and took a Snapchat selfie. Well, seven boys thought, well, if she can do that to us, we can do that to the girls. So seven boys who don't necessarily identify themselves as girls thought they're going to get even. So they take off to the girls' shower facility and bathroom. And they're going to take selfies. And again, it's payback. She did it to us. We're going to do it to them. So seven boys headed off to the girls' restroom in this high school. Well, there was a female student who was leaving the bathroom when these seven boys started to barge in to take pictures. Quote, the female student kicked the first male student in the groin. Well, he was the only one that made it into the girls' bathroom. The other six turned around and ran for their lives because this girl decided she would defend herself in the girls' bathroom. Well, guess what happened to the girl? She has been expelled. The district said, the district does not encourage students or staff to use force against students, staff, or visitors to school facilities. Yeah, she has been suspended. We're going to see more and more and more of this because I'm telling you, people are not going to stand for this stuff. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.